6. Make a difference.
It's that time again, approaching 3:15. Good to have you with us this afternoon. And as we make a difference, the plight of people struggling financially during the coronavirus crisis has seen two groups in Surrey coming together to help local residents. The Caterham Rotary Club has made a donation to the town's Salvation Army so that food parcels and other essentials can be distributed. Well, Stephanie Barrett is from the Caterham Rotary Club and is on the line. We'll chat to her first of all. Hello, Stephanie. Good to have you with us. Firstly, tell us more about Rotary and, you do a lot of fundraising in the area under what we've come to know as more normal circumstances.
Yes, exactly. And this is the time of year where you'd be noticing Rotary, Caterham Rotary in our area a lot. We fundraise on pimps tents, in carnivals, such like, to raise money, enabling us to put the money straight back into the community, which we have been doing through this crisis.
How much has Rotary donated, and do you know what it's been earmarked for?
We donated £1,000 to the food bank, which has been used straight away, and then another £1,000 to Salvation Army, who are linked very, very much with the food bank in Caterham. In actual fact, they're a small division of it. So the food bank deal with more tins and longer standing produce, whereas Salvation Army will deal with fresh fruit, you know, all the fresher products and nappies and dried milk for babies, etc.
Sure.
This is what we aim to do, and we have a very, very good link with Salvation Army as well.
As we will hear, I hope, from Elsa in a moment. Your members must be very proud, though, to know that they're helping other residents in their own community during a time that most of us have seen nothing like it before.
Exactly. They're very pleased that the money is going back into the community, because every Christmas we fundraise by going around with Father Christmas, doing collections and musical things. And they put their money in the bucket, knowing that all the money raised will go back into our community. So, yes.
Very good.
All our members are absolutely delighted that this money has gone in the right direction.
Well, it sounds like you do sterling work, Stephanie. Thank you very much indeed. Of course, Rotary have clubs all over the country, not just in Caterham, but Stephanie Barrett is from the Caterham Rotary Club. Let's chat then to Elsa Flinders from the Caterham Salvation Army. We were hearing there from your colleague Stephanie what Salvation Army does, but you must be pleased with the donation and being able to help further with the work that you've been doing through this time, Elsa. And hello.
Hello. Yes, we are very thankful and very grateful to the Rotary Club for all they do in this area and for this very generous donation. And it's going to help in lots of different ways. So not only do we do the fresh food and the nappies and baby boxes, we also do household good boxes, because you can run out of soap powder and washing up liquid just as quickly as you can run out of food. And we also help with fuel poverty. So we will help top up so that people have got on their meters, gas and electric, that they can use for heating. And of course, at the moment, with children home from school and people home, the usage of utilities is much higher than it normally would be. And that's pushing some people into some difficulty.
Yeah.
And we include little treats. So we've got quite a lot of children we're supporting. They're home from school. Families are struggling to meet. So we're looking at food poverty. They're struggling to make sure there's enough food on the table. So little things like some chocolates or some sweets, little things like that just get popped in as well, so that it's something that says we care and we love and we're here.
And this must have seen you and other volunteers for the Salvation Army having to work extra hard to distribute all these goods. It takes a lot of hard work on behalf of volunteers and good logistics as well.
It does. And in that sense, our referral rate's gone up over 300% over the course of the corona from what we would normally see. And of course, we've got one or two families who we support long term anyway, who we're having to continue to support through this as well.
Do you think some of the changes that we've seen will be long-lasting, both good and bad?
Oh, I'm really hoping that some of them will be long-lasting. I'm really praying and hoping that people will have found a different way to communicate and to interact, that kindness, that being aware of your neighbours and your community around you, I'm hoping that will really last. And I'm hoping that as families, we'll have more time for our families. We'll slow down that little bit. Work might not be the big driver that it's once been. And I hope we can get some of that family life and balance back. But yes, with that, there is sadness. There is increasing numbers of domestic abuse. We're supporting some women and others who have really struggled through this. that's not going to go away in a hurry. But hopefully, with other agencies in the area, we'll be able to support those individuals.
I'm sure people will echo what you've said there, Elsa, on both counts. Thank you so much for your time, and bless you, and thank you for all the work you do, and for Stephanie and all that Cajun Rotary have done. And nice to see organisations working together so beautifully in this time as well. So that's Elsa Flinders from the Caterham Salvation Army. And before that, Stephanie Barrett, who is from Caterham Rotary Club. Making a difference on BBC Local Radio.
BBC Radio Sussex.